Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leadership for the New Female Manager by Karina G. Sanchez is a leadership and professional development guide aimed at people who are newly stepping into management. It presents itself as a practical handbook for building core leadership capacity rather than a theory-heavy business text. The book is organized around 21 strategies grouped into three broad areas: leading yourself, leading individuals, and leading a team. That structure gives the book a clear training logic, moving from self-assessment and confidence building to interpersonal leadership and broader team management. Its central purpose is to help new managers develop the habits, communication skills, and judgment needed to lead with credibility, based on the available public information. The book also emphasizes themes such as imposter syndrome, authentic communication, coaching, emotional intelligence, conflict handling, and upward influence. It is positioned especially for women in management, while also remaining relevant to first-time managers more generally. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured leadership model built around three levels of responsibility. One of the book's most distinctive features is its internal structure. Instead of presenting leadership as a single skill set, it divides the material into three areas: leading yourself, leading individuals, and leading a team. This matters because new managers often struggle first with internal adjustment before they can manage others effectively. The book's sequencing suggests that credibility in leadership begins with personal clarity, then expands into one-on-one influence, and finally into group coordination. That progression is useful because it mirrors the actual transition from individual contributor to manager. It also keeps the book from treating leadership as only communication or only strategy. By separating the levels of responsibility, Sanchez creates a practical framework that helps readers identify where their current challenges are located. A manager may need confidence and self-management in one area, coaching skill in another, and conflict handling or presentation ability in a third. The framework makes the book more usable as a development guide because readers can think in terms of leadership levels rather than isolated tips. Secondly, self-knowledge is the foundation for credibility and confidence. The book places strong emphasis on the inner experience of becoming a manager, especially the uncertainty that can come with new responsibility. Public descriptions of the book indicate that it addresses imposter syndrome directly and encourages readers to evaluate their strengths, talents, and attributes. This focus is important because many first-time managers know the technical side of their work but feel less secure once they are expected to lead people. Rather than treating confidence as a personality trait, the book appears to frame it as something that can be developed through reflection and disciplined practice. The mention of a SWOT analysis reinforces that approach by giving readers a concrete way to identify strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in their leadership profile. That makes the book more actionable than a purely inspirational guide. It suggests that effective leadership starts with honest self-knowledge, not just enthusiasm. For new female managers in particular, this topic also connects to the challenge of being taken seriously in environments where authority is still unevenly distributed. The book, therefore, works as both a confidence-building tool and a self-diagnostic guide. Thirdly, how communication becomes credible when it is both clear and authentic. Communication is presented not simply as speaking well, but as a leadership method rooted in authenticity. The available descriptions point to techniques for drawing information out of others gently and using feedback constructively, which indicates that the book values listening as much as speaking. This is an important distinction because new managers often assume leadership communication is mainly about giving direction, when in practice it also involves reading context, building trust, and creating psychological safety. The book also appears to address presentation skills for different managerial settings, including peer-facing and meeting-based situations. That makes communication a multi-purpose tool in the text rather than a single chapter topic. By linking authenticity to communication, Sanchez seems to argue that leaders gain influence when their tone, language, and behavior are consistent with who they are. This is especially relevant for managers who do not want to adopt an overly formal or performative style in order to seem authoritative. The result is a communication model that supports trust, clarity, and influence together. Fourthly, developing others through coaching and mentorship rather than control. Another important theme is the shift from doing the work yourself to developing other people so they can perform well. The book includes guidance on coaching and mentorship, with the broader aim of boosting employee productivity and building high-performance teams. This makes it relevant to managers who need to learn how to multiply their impact rather than simply oversee tasks. Coaching is especially significant for new managers because it requires a different mindset from direct individual contribution. Instead of solving every problem personally, the manager learns to ask better questions, support growth, and create conditions for others to succeed. Mentorship adds a longer-term dimension, suggesting that management is not only about immediate output, but also about developing capacity in others. This topic also helps explain why the book is positioned as a foundational leadership guide. It introduces the reader to people development as a core management duty. The practical value lies in showing that productivity is not only the result of pressure or control, but of deliberate support, feedback, and skill building. That makes the book especially useful for readers who are moving into supervisory roles for the first time. Lastly, managing conflict and influencing leaders above you. The book also addresses the more difficult side of management: conflict, emotional dynamics, and the need to influence people beyond the immediate team. Public summaries mention conflict management, emotional intelligence, and influencing up, which together point to a realistic view of leadership as relational work under pressure. These themes matter because many new managers can handle planned tasks, but struggle when tensions rise or when they must advocate for their team to senior leaders. Emotional intelligence gives the manager a way to interpret behavior, manage reactions, and respond without escalating problems unnecessarily. Conflict management then becomes less about winning an argument and more about restoring function and clarity. Upward influence is especially valuable because managers are often expected to balance the needs of their team with the expectations of higher-level leadership. This makes the book relevant to the real politics of organizational life, not just to personal development. It distinguishes the guide from simpler introductory leadership books by acknowledging that management is not only about being liked or organized, but about navigating competing pressures with judgment and discipline. In conclusion, leadership for the new female manager is best suited for first-time managers, especially women who want a structured introduction to leadership without having to work through a dense academic text. It is also a reasonable fit for any new supervisor who wants a broad overview of core management responsibilities, including self-management, coaching, communication, conflict handling, and team leadership. The book's main benefit is its practical orientation. Rather than focusing on abstract leadership theory, it organizes development around a sequence of usable skills and self-reflection tools. That makes it helpful for readers who need a clear starting point and want to identify what to improve first. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its combination of leadership basics with a specifically framed response to imposter syndrome and confidence issues, which are common for early career managers. Even if some readers may want more case studies or depth, the book stands out as a concise, skills-based guide that covers the breadth of what a new manager is expected to learn. It offers a realistic entry point into leadership practice rather than a broad inspirational message. If you would like to support Karina G. Sanchez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.